Hello? Oh, hi Akash. How's everything going in India? Oh, that's great. Good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Just going out on a walk. It's a beautiful day. Clear skies, bright sun. Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm a little bit worried these days about what Uncle Sam is doing. I'm always a bit wary of Uncle Sam. I always think Uncle Sam is gonna start some global conflict one of these days, you know. That's Uncle Sam for you, eh? Oh, hey, Akash. See some people spying on me. Better run. Talk to you later. Hey, guys, I didn't see you spying on me there. I was just talking to my friend Akash from India. And I was telling him that I don't trust Uncle Sam. How about you? Do you trust Uncle Sam? If you know what Uncle Sam means, smash that like button right down there. If not, I'll tell you right now. Uncle Sam is a slang way to say the USA. The United States of America is Uncle Sam. Okay, so Uncle Sam, guys, if you're, you know, reading the news or something and it talks about Uncle Sam, it just means the USA. I don't actually know why it's called Uncle Sam. Sometimes in English you don't need to know the reason why things are the way they are. It just, you need to know what it means, right? So Uncle Sam means the US. So I was just telling Akash that I'm always a bit wary of what the U.S. is gonna, what they're doing, all the dirty games they're playing in the world. Uncle Sam, wary. I'm wary means I'm a bit cautious. I'm kind of like, I suspect they're doing something bad. Okay, so I'm wary of that. Just means I'm a little bit concerned. I'm cautious. I'm not trusting what they're doing, right? So I'm wary of that. So that's a good word you guys can use in your daily vocabulary. So guys, thank you for joining me in this quick tip. Look at this nice snow. Beautiful sunny day here in Calgary, Alberta. So next time you see that word Uncle Sam, just know they're talking about the US of A. United States of America. Well, guys, if you're in India or you're anywhere else in the world, as always, I love you so much. And look at this bright blue sky. Big blue sky here. Actually, the word Akash means sky in Gujarati. There's a language in India. Well, there's a state in India, the northwest part of India, called Gujarat, and the language they speak there is called Gujarati, and the name Akash in Gujarati means sky. There's a quick tip for you guys today. Now, it's a very common name, right? Akash. So now that you know, whenever you hear the word Akash, you can think of this beautiful blue sky. What a great name. So guys, whether you're a Gujarati speaker or any other speaker of any language, I love you guys so much. I love you more than I love Uncle Sam. I'm always a bit wary of Uncle Sam. Let me know in the comments, are you wary of Uncle Sam? I don't know. Always just gives me weird feelings when I think of Uncle Sam. All the little things they're doing in the world. Anyway, guys, on that note, I'll keep going on my walk, but thank you for the call, Akash. It was great to talk to you guys. As always, I love you so much. Stay safe, stay happy, take care. Hope it's not as cold in your country as it is here, but if you love snow and sun and... I was trying to think of another S word. I was gonna say silence, but there's some construction noises, so there's no silence here, but anyway. If you love sun and snow and slush, there's a good word for you. I thought of another S word. Slush, when the snow starts to melt, that's called slush. Okay, so you can see the roads are pretty slushy, right? there's some snow, ice, and water. So it's not the nicest to go on a walk when there's slush. But you can see the sidewalk. There's another S word. The sidewalk is fine, right? So I'm walking on the sidewalk. It's not slushy. So if you want snow, sun, and slush, come here to Calgary, Alberta, guys. You're always welcome. And as always, thank you guys for your support. Thank you for watching my video. Just about slipped. There's another S word for you guys, slip. Try not to slip. But what was I saying? I got sidetracked. There's another S word for you. If you get sidetracked, you kind of think about something else. You get distracted. All right, so guys, thank you for all your support. Thank you for always smashing that like button, for your comments, and just everything. Thank you. So guys, with that, keep going on my walk here. Have an awesome day. See you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.